Anyway, thank you, Ron, for inviting me here today. It's my honor to be here. It's nice to get out and... Is this too loud? It's nice to get out and see people, and especially for a 15-year anniversary. How wonderful is that? Before I present the certificate, I'd like to tell you a few things, and I'm going to give you a little slide presentation. I'm just going to speak a little bit about what's going on across Canada. Right now, we had 255 clubs before COVID. We've lost 7. And it wasn't due to COVID. It was due to people stepping up for management positions. Every club, every city have the same problem. We seem to recycle and recycle and recycle. We just can't get young people to step up and do anything. They just want to sit there and have fun. Well, they just retired, so they're allowed to sit for 5 minutes, but that's it. I call them seniors in training. So we have to give them a little bit of their dues, right? But it's very difficult to get people to step up, and that's the most important part of our clubs, except the, not quite the most important part. The most important part is the social, but the second part is the management team. I'm going to do a little slide presentation for you here, but I have to come down because I can't do the clicking from there. So we'll try this. Okay, that's me. I didn't know how to put Bradford in there, so I'm from Bradford. Okay, so this is just the history and global and our mission and sorry, I can't see too well here. What's going on at Probus, the objectives for the year. It hasn't been changed yet. I have to have somebody change it for me. This is where it all started, in England. It was two gentlemen from Rotary that finished with Rotary. They retired, and they wanted to do something, so they started a club, and they called it a luncheon club. And these are two gentlemen that started the club, Harold Blanchard and Fred Carnhill. That's how it started. In England, it's still going strong. And in England, most of it's men's clubs. They don't have an association like we have. They're all on their own. Now we have Probus Global. Probus Global is around the world. I don't know if anybody's ever been on any of the Zoom calls for Probus Global, if you belong to it. It's very interesting. We've had speakers from all over the world. We had one from India last week, and Belgium, they're everywhere. And there's Probus clubs everywhere. So if you're going anywhere, look up a Probus club. You can always go to a meeting or if there's no meeting, then meet up with people somewhere along the line. So it started off professional business people. That's how it started. Now it's not. We have everybody. We're inclusive and we invite everybody to come. There he is. It began in Cambridge for those two jobs. That should have been first, shouldn't it? Where it began. I'll have to change that around, I think. Then John R. Morris. John was, he opened up the first club in Cambridge, Ontario. I was out there 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and it's a men's club, and it is 35 years old, and it's going strong. They've got 120 members, and they do all kinds of neat things. I can't believe how wonderful they are. It's great. Anyway, we have an award that we give to somebody we recognize for doing specific things or great things, and it's called the John R. Morris Award, and you have to do something special to win it. Don't win it, you get it. Okay, so here, let's see if I can see this here. I'm going to come around here a little bit, if you don't mind. So, okay, that's been updated a little bit. So that's all the provinces and how many members are in each. Right now, we've got 249 clubs, as I've said. And about 38,000 members. We've lost 6,000 members, and I'm hoping that with new clubs starting up, that we can get people back. This is the executive. We have president, vice president, secretary, treasurer, past president, and the support staff. Reg Wynott's been with Probus Canada for 30 years. If anybody wants to know anything about Probus, he's the man to talk to. He knows it in and out. These are the rest of the directors. This year we had 4 new directors start with us. Our terms are 3-year terms. So you take your 3-year term, and then if you want to sign up for another 3, then you can. Now, most people do, because it's so much fun. That's all the directives. That's the names. I don't know if you're interested in that. Anyway, and these are our duties. Can you read that from here? Should I read it to you, or can you guys are okay? No, and the best thing about this is starting up new clubs. That's what I enjoy. My district, I'll get on into that in a minute, but my district is District 2, Ontario, and I've got 33 clubs. I lost one. And I've got 7 new clubs that are on the books to start. I stopped, that was before COVID. I won't get them done all this year, but I'll get most of them done, I hope. These are just some of the responsibilities of the 3-year term, like I said, and we go and we give out the certificates, and we participate in district meetings, and they're lots of fun. I've had a couple of district meetings, and I have the whole district come and participate in it. This is our mission. Enhance the program's membership experience and develop national organizations on a sustainable basis. We want to have a club in every town that there is, one or more anyway. So there it is. It started in 1987. That's the increase it's been over the last 35 years. And I've got to come down so I can't see. Oh, yeah. Okay, so we created a 7th district because the districts were getting too big. The Toronto districts and the my district and a couple of other little ones. So we did. We brought in somebody else, and now that district in District 7 have 31 clubs, and that's in Collingwood. In Collingwood alone, they have 10 clubs. One club has 600 members. Yeah, I know. Crazy. I mean, you know, you can't do anything. If you're going on a trip, the first 50 or 60 sign up, you're gone. The rest of you are out of luck, unless they have two or three buses going. We have... what have we got here? Oh, yeah, these are different things that we've initiated in the last couple of years. We have insurance for all the directors and all the members. It's a liability insurance, and it's just been a pain in the neck to tell everybody about this because they don't understand what insurance is all about, and I don't understand a lot of it, but it's a liability insurance, so you're all covered. We have a national website, of course, probus.org. Then, if you haven't been on it, please go on it and have a look. There's some interesting things. If you've got pictures of things that you've done with your clubs lately, outings, or like today with your anniversary, then send me the pictures, and I'll have them put on the website and also have them put into the newsletter for Probus Canada. Here's our objectives. Everything I've said. we had a program with what do you call them? License plate covers, thank you. So if anybody wants, let me know. We can still get them for you, and they're like $2 each. Probus website. Please go on it and have a look. There's so many good things on it. If there's something on there you don't understand, please let us know so that we can change it up or add to it or do what we have to do. Now, November is Seniors Month around the world, Seniors Day around the world, Australia, Canada, England, Scotland, Wales, the States. So we were having ours October, so we kind of combined it this year. We're going to have it November 1st. You can still have yours whenever you want it, but we're trying to do it nationally for November 1st. Oh, I have to go back there a second. DAS, be a friend, bring a friend. And there it is, get connected, stay connected. That's I know that's our motto. Time for lunch. Okay. So, I'm going to tell you a little bit about my district. My district is from Aurelia to Clarington. I have 33 clubs in my district. I've got 3 men's clubs and 3 ladies clubs, and the rest are all combined. I have the largest district in Canada. Some places have only 4 or 5 clubs. I have the big one. and it's fun. I get out there, and it keeps me busy. Like I said, I'm trying to start 7 new clubs this year, and I hope I can do that. I don't know if Linton needs a combined club. I don't know if you're all going to boo me, but I think there should be one here. Because Bob Cajun, I don't know if you two know too much about Bob Cajun, but Terry Atkinson, she's the president. She came to me back in early 2020. We met at a McDonald's in Newmarket. She wanted to start a club because she couldn't get into the San Juan Falls Club because they had a waiting list and they weren't taking people in. So she said, I'm going to start a club. Anyway, she did. She got together with me and we prepared it. We got all ready. We had a meet and greet. Without a word of a lie, she had 150 people sign up and 75 were waiting for a waiting list the day that we said the meet and greet. It was just unbelievable, the people. We couldn't get them all into the room. Anyway, we got the charter, everything was ready to go, and then COVID hit. So they didn't have any meetings. They had nothing until 2 weeks ago. We went to Bob Cage and gave them their charter, and now they're up and running. So it's been a real challenge for them. But anyway, she had a whole team of management, and they all fell by the wayside. Now they're all coming back, so it's a lot better. My district is great. I've got, like I said, 33 clubs. They're all wonderful people. And I get out there. I have to get out to each of my clubs at least once in 3 years. And if I don't, I get reprimanded. No, not really. But you got to get out to all your... This is the first time I've been to your club. And I've been now, this is my fourth year. So I'm happy to be here. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any questions for me? Yes. Yes, there is a man's club. One. Just one. Sorry. Yes? No, go to Probus.org. Probus Global. Just punch in Probus Global and it'll come up. And join. I encourage you to join it because it's very interesting and there's all kinds of newsletters from around the world on there. And we've had a couple of speakers. One of them was just, and I don't want to be mean, but you just couldn't understand what he was saying. So you'd listen with bated breath and trying to hear what he's saying. But just the camaraderie and the people that are getting together on these calls, it's just unbelievable. The ladies have a ladies talk. We did one. Marlene Pierce is a past president of Probus Canada, and she's now on Probus Global. And she had a ladies' talk, and there was people from all over the world. It was brilliant. Yeah, I think if you go to Probus Canada, you can find it. I don't know for sure, but I can find that out for you. But if you just put in Probus Global, it'll come up. Okay. Richard Furlong is the some of you know Richard is the president of Probus Global now. Yes, Zach. That cool. Yeah, so what happened, we were in Quebec at one time, and that was a very long time ago because it's way before my time, and the government there wanted everything in, they wanted everything bilingual, and at that time, Probus Canada was just peanuts, it was nothing, you know, and so they couldn't afford to do all that. Legal, yeah. So that's why. But we've had quite a few people ask from Quebec to start a club in Probus Global, or excuse me, in Montreal. But I don't know. They are working on it, and so I don't know. But you know, everything has to be in everything has to be in two languages. So no, we don't want. I'm trying not to do that. I want everybody to be inclusive. I want everybody. Oh. No, I don't know. I honestly, I don't know. Sorry. Anything else? Yes. So we talked to the a club that's going to sponsor them first and see if they have a waiting list. We invite those people. Then we put ads in the paper. We put ads all around. If there's a little fair going on in town, then we ask the Rotary if there's a Rotary there, if we can use part of their booth and hand out bookmarks or brochures or business cards or anything like that. But yeah, it's just word of mouth mostly. Most of our clubs, like the bigger clubs, they have waiting lists. My club have a waiting list. I'm very upset with my club at the moment. We had 150 members and 42 on the waiting list. And I've been saying for months, because our club is getting older now, we're 12 years older, and a lot of our members don't want to do the things that we did 12 years ago. So I keep saying to them, bring the people in. You never have a full slate of members anyway. You can have 150 members and only 100 will show up for something. Never, ever do you have a full slate. So that's where we start first. And then we have a put an ad in the paper for a meet and greet. And then I, as a district director, would go there and talk to the people and tell them all about Provis and what we do and how much fun it is. And then I twist arms for president and vice president. And when I said to Hines, was his name, I said, what does it entail? And he said, nothing. I said, well, I can do that. But it's true. It's true. The president just delegates. Right, Ron? Or are you? Sometimes. No, I'm kidding. Yes. Wow. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. A lot of retirees go up there now. A lot of retired people are moving up. Are moving up there. So it is. There's a lot of people to draw from. But you know, I have my territory. I have Durham. I've got 10 clubs in Durham. I mean, Durham's a little bit more spread out than Collingwood, but still, there's 10 clubs there. And I've got three, out of the seven, I've got three more clubs in Durham to start. Yeah. Yeah, we were up there not long ago. Yeah. It's true, yeah. But this one club is, like I said, 600 people. Can you imagine 600 members? Wow. We can't even get 100. Yes. It's an age-old club. I do have some ideas, and I have them written down. I can send them to Ron. But honestly, no. Everything we try. The only thing is, when you try to get somebody, you can't do it over Zoom. You can't do it over the phone. You've got to do it face to face. And I always say to them, if you want a treasurer and somebody's maybe a little bit interested, we'll shadow that person and see if you like the job. Make a member at large, and that member at large can go around and do all of the jobs. And if they want one of those jobs, that's great. If they don't, well, that's too bad for them. But yeah, it's tough. It's so hard getting management. And that's why the club's closed. That's why my Barry Men's Club closed. It was very sad. 25 years, and all the gentlemen there were in their 80s and 90s. And Stan Street, who was the president, he tried everything. I was up there, and we tried, and we advertised, and we did whatever we could. And don't forget, too, I should tell Ron this, I have some advertising dollars from Provis Canada, so if you're looking to advertise and you need a little bit of extra help, then I'm quite willing to help you out with giving you some money for it. Not mine, but Provis Canada's. Pardon? Yeah, exactly. Do what you want with it, right? Yeah, but it's tough. It's just tough out there getting people to step up. So please, if you're thinking about it, or you've got a little bit in your mind that you might want to try something, please do, because it really is fulfilling. And you meet so many great people, and you have great meetings, and it's just fun. So please, if you're interested, please step up. Anybody got anything else for me? Yes. 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 It is. Interest groups here are a big thing. Like you were saying about Collingwood, they've got kayaking, they've got skiing, they've got snowboarding. And these are seniors that are doing all this. Even people from my club are going up and skiing. I can't believe it, in their 80s. I mean, I wouldn't do it. I never did it as a kid, so I can't do it now. But no, interest groups are a big thing. Cards, dinner groups. We have quite a few in ours. We have knitting. Well, you guys don't like knitting, but we have pickleball. Pickleball is very, very popular with people now. And then we have euchre nights, and we have games nights. We have rodeo lunch. Rodeo is retired old games eating out. We have Romeo breakfast, retired old men eating out. You know, so, I mean, you just make it fun and silly things, and you get people to join in. I was going to tell you about one of ours is bicycle, and that was it. There's quite a few bike clubs around. I have one gentleman in Pickering. He has pinball machines in his basement, and they have pinball games. Everybody pays $5 or something like that for some snacks, and they play pinball. But the interest groups are very important. The social aspect is very important to get out and do things. But you guys, you do things with the men's club in Newmarket, don't you? Oh, you did? Oh, I thought you did more than that. No. Anyway, that's it. That's just sign up and help out. That's all. Collingwood. If you know the club that's going, yeah, there's no reason. You can just ask them, absolutely. Yeah, I don't see any reason why not. We do things with other clubs. Or people come. If we're going on a bus trip, for instance, then we don't have enough people seating or have enough seats sold, then we'll open it up to other clubs. Well, okay, here's what I do with my clubs. In 2018, I started a group of, we call them York clubs, and we call it Provost Communication Groups. And every quarter, we get together, the presidents get together, or a designated person that's going to run the show, get together and talk about ideas. Now, I've tried to do it with a lot of other clubs, but I get a lot of resistance. This club has been going now since 2018. And I think it's a great thing. I think like the Lindsay clubs, the Sunland Falls, Bob Cage, and now, and there's maybe a couple around, should be doing things like that. They can get ideas from each other. And if there's something going on, then you can hop on the bus with them if there's enough room for you. There's a lot of plays that go on downtown Toronto, and people don't want to drive, so they take a bus. And it's not overly expensive, but yeah, if you can hook up with other clubs, it's really good to do that. Anything else? You can't really do it that way. You can do it with your, say, six clubs around your area, because you're getting the bus. If the bus is coming here to pick you up, they're not going to drive to different places to pick up people. You have a central drive. And then you don't want people from all over coming. And you've only got so many tickets, too. Say you get a bus through somewhere and you've got 40 tickets to place, and you only sell 30. Then you call the different clubs around and say, look, we've got these tickets. Would you be interested? So that's how we're getting around it with our little clubs. And I'm trying to do that with all the clubs. I have a district meeting every year, every 2 years, and I bring in everybody from the president right down to the all the management positions, and bring them in, and then we have a meeting like this, and then we do breakout rooms for the treasurer as well, and the secretaries, and the social, and then we all for different ideas, and we all come back together, and we discuss the ideas, and it works very well. I would like to have it once a year, but my club's only wanted it every 2 years, so that's what we're doing. But if you're interested in doing something like that with a few clubs in this area, I'll certainly help set it up. So, Ron, if you're interested in that, let me know. Okay? Yes? Most of them are yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, but the speakers, I mean, some of the speakers you get are phenomenal. Really. Yeah, no, it's, mixed clubs, there's more, obviously more mixed clubs than there is. But you, I guess you guys get lots of good speakers, though. I'm sure you do. Yeah? There's one young man that, I don't know if you've had him, Frank Campbell. You had him? I'll send you his information, Ron. He, Orphan 31 from Vietnam, back in the 60s when they brought the orphans over. He is one of the most, he's one of the best speakers I've ever heard. His story is phenomenal. I'll send it to you. Okay. Oh, and then also, we've started a register for speakers in our district. Now, I don't know where you're in that. No? Okay. And I have to find out why. And I will. And anyway, it's on, I'm not sure if it's online or not. Let me find out if it's online, the one we have. But now with Zoom, a lot of these speakers, it's great because they can just, you know, you can come in and Zoom them in and you can talk to them. It's great. Anyway, that's me. Unless you've got something else to say. Oh, okay, now I'm going to present you with your anniversary certificate.